Okay, Gesus Tiroos. Masnissen he. It's a Ratap Rashi and Pei Dalet on the base. Masnissen he Gesus Rashi Lamalam Min Hayam. It's above. Over there it has Min Hamayim. It's above water. Beisisen Bolton Min Haliyah. Shal Sasayam. There is two ledges which are sticking out from the level above the water. The cover in the storm is Elazeb, and you could put planks one to the other and walk from one to the other. I'm sorry. So you have two ledges sticking out, you put planks on it, and you create a gezuster, a gezuster that's like a whole porch. B'Shabbos. You can't go out there onto the gezuster and take water. It's above 10 tefachim, and it's 4x4. It's more than 4x4. A yam karmelis, and the yam is only it's a karmelis. So okay, also the mechitza soro. You have to make a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high. Bein min lamalo, bein min lamata. Above or below? What does that mean? Above or below? Shechachin nekev arba kain pi bor. You make an opening in the gezustero, which is 4x4, like the opening of you draw from a well. You make a mechitza around it, either the mala above the gzustra or the matra below the gzustra. Mashal shel dli, and then you lower the bucket down through this opening, and you take the water. And we look at it as if the walls of the mechitza go down all the way into the water. Even though it's suspended in the air, and by let's say to enclose a area on the ground, the mechitza is above the ground. Even with 10 tefachim high, you don't say that good achas mechitza. By mayim, we say that because. On the ground, we say the bekiyas gediyim, the fact that the animals can go beneath it, is mevatel l'shem mechitza. We don't say bekiyas dogim is mevatel mechitza. V'chein l'gersina. Okay, so that was the case of gezusteros. So now you have two of them. Beis gezusteros zulam alamizu. Vein mechavon zu al zu. It's not one above the other. El mashuch zu k'mikenegat zu. They're horizontally moved away from each other. The nekev was made in the upper one. The mechitza and the mechitza, which is now matter to draw water. So you need to, the bottom one needs to draw water through the top one. They would throw their bucket over onto the upper one through the hole, through the mechitzas of the upper one. We yared the nekev. We go down through the hole. Lets it down, pulls the water out, and then brings it back up. So shena sur is achi arva. Shena sur is certain the malos neshirushus shteyan shaltes by both. The upper and lower gezustra are using this same drawing place. The case is that they built it together. So both have rights to use it. They just lower it down. So that's an act of shilshul. They have to do an act of zrika first before they can do shilshul.
So, no, we're assuming that the kli is put on the the upper one before Shabbos.
Well, we're saying that that's what they would do, but they can't do that until the ma'arav together. The process would be throwing it up from one to the other and then through the hole.
Yeah, I'm just. Right, so it would be a different halacha if it was there, when Shabbos arrived?
Would it be a different halacha if it was there when Shabbos arrived? Yeah, because it's Caitlin, which were Shabbos and the Chatzar, and what's if one Chatzar to the other? Since the Yarna does Shilshul and the Tatana does Zrika, both are Asr. Now, according to Shmuel, we should say the Yarna, which is they have a Tashmish Kal of just Shilshul, compared to the lower ones which have Zrika and Shilshul. It should belong to the Yarna, not the Tatana. The Yarna should be allowed to use it without the Tatana. This is Kasha and Shmuel. So in the case of the Zeba Shilshul, Zeba Zrika, that should be Osir. Some more answers. The case over here was that Boy Minith Hedda Derech Yerna Lamalis. Varlin Bishalomis, they actually would go up, take a ladder up to the upper one, Derech Yerna Lamalis, the survival was Shilshul. So both of them are using it, Derech Shilshul. So that's the arrangement. Both have a right to do it, b'derech shilshul. So then you have a shlita of both of them on it, b'shilshul, which is equal. So both are aser. That was Rav Adar Bar Ava. Abaya says that the two were within 10 tefachim of height of each other. So it's not called zrika and shilshul. They're within 10 tefachim of each other. It's not 10 tefachim higher. Still, the mice, it's easier for the Yonah to use it. Sheesh mixes Zrika ima Shilshul, because the bottom one still has to throw it over, if not up, but over, and then down. Rabbi Shmuel, the El Shmuel said, the call Tashma Shahu Nachas Azeb Mizeb, whenever one has it easier than the other, listen to the Nachas, we give it to the one which has it easier. Look, Tikshi, that's not a kash. The time of the Hocha, La Mishum Tashmish, Al Mishum the Kiva, the Begab, Asura, the Dari Kaiman, and Mishu Shlish is the Zoo, Beloy Zoo. Feel the Zebba Pass, the Zebba Zrika, Shein Chilak Rishus Beinayan. Since they're within Dalit of each other, they're within 10 of each other, it's one big Rishus. So it's one big Rishus, whether somebody uses it easier or not easier, they both have rights to carry over here. Just like you have one big rishus, where some people only have a right to half, and the other right to other half, so you need an Erev. Okay. So the issue of the Zeba Nachas, the Zeba Bezrika, is when you have that third area, and we're discussing what's the status of the third area vis-a-vis areas number one, number two. If you're in Rishus Shlishus, Asmuch Lishtayim, the Zeba Nachas, the Zeba Bekosha, the tenets of Zeba Nachas, how do you have the base of Rishu is Chalukas, Begaiva Yud, Gagan Chatzar Aliyah? They're separated from each other. So the two independent, clearly distinct independent Rishus. The question is, which Rishus has rights over the third one? We can basically tell some of the others to be Yud, Begaiva, Karkiosan, or Bechitza Sar Beneim, or Chritza Sarah. But over here, if they're within 10 of each other, it's all one big area. So that's a major problem. So that's how Baya answers the case. Will be boy Comer. Klemmer. V'chi tema hoyol b'sech asara kaimin. V'tayim ishum de'en l'zu rishos b'loy zu. They're not really distinct anymore. And v'lo l'ashmin and l'zel b'shos l'zeb b'zrika. L'zel b'shos l'zesh b'shos shul. That Baha'ed's word ein. You don't say, and in a case where, what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Kiddush of the Mishnah is, they have an area which is within 10 tefachim each other, and it's all considered one Rishos, they're ma'akim. That's the regular din of Chatzar. If you have half the people in the Chatzar ma'ar by themselves, the other half are ma'ar by themselves, it's a problem. The Kiddush is in Shilshul versus Rika, and ein noisin noisin is Eshel b'Shilshul. So if that's not the Kiddush, so then Mali also lo Yonah, Mali also lo Tatayna. So you tell me the same Kiddush if the opening was in the bottom one. The opening in the bottom one, it's Shilshul and Shilshul. Right? So that would indicate to us that's not the issue. the issue is, it's one big rishus. But according to that, you're saying that the issue is one big rishus. So why do we chapan al yodah, which sounds like the issue is rika versus shilshul? The answer is lo mipoy kamer. Lo mipoy also lo taptoino, but also lo yodah. Nika the ukme time of the surah mishum tashmish hashava. Over there, the issue is because it's one area. Dosmucha saying b'meshach hakosav b'sel tal. They're within tal tvachim of each other, distance. Tvachim kibin lekamon. V'gav benami begav asar d'adari, and they're within tvachim height of each other. Elafilu, even a case where one's elyon, one's a tatoner. The habi lezeb b'shilshul, lezeb mixes rika b'shilshul. The mice at the practical level, the tashmishim are not equal. You might argue that the situation we should give it to the one with tashmishim menachas. Kiddush Shmuel Holbix is kosher yesh lezemize. Since one has it harder, maybe they should get the rights. The other one should get the rights over the usage of the opening, even though they're one halachically they're one area. The issue isn't because one has it easier, one has it harder. The issue is in one area. In one area, they have to be married together to do anything. Okay, that's where we're at in the Gemara. Some more says, I give you a similar type of a case where we see this idea. And the more kiho domer of Nachman and Shmuel, six lines from the bottom. Kiho domer of Nachman and Shmuel, gaga somach lishus rabim. So the gag has no walls around it, and one side opens out to the it's towards the lishus rabim, and it's 10 tefachim high. Because it's a gag. Tzarech sulam kavua lahatiroi. So you need a sulam kavua from below up to the gag to allow you to carry from below up to the gag. Others who say that the rishus of the gag belongs to the rishus rabim. And once you put a sulam there, you're indicating that this belongs to the house below. But if you don't put that there, it's... we say that it's connected in Rishayach to the Rishas Arabim, and you can't carry there. It says Sulam Kavua in Sulam Aroy Loi, but if it's not Kavua, that there's the connection between the house below and the floor below and the guy on top. So much you can take away. So what's the problem? It's not mutter, but the chara my time. What's the problem? The chara the bnei rishus rabim don't use the gag. The gag is not shayat rishus rabim. So la mishum kiv the secha sir dadori kaimin asun adori. The case is there must be there's a merpeset, and the issue is carrying from the merpeset to the gag. And the height of the repasset is within 10 tvachim of the gag. The issue over here is that there's a repasset sticking out. And the question is, came from the repasset to the gag. And the repasset is within 10 tvachim of the Rishus Rabbah. So since the repasset is within 10 tvachim of the Rishus Rabbah, it's considered connecting to the Rishus Rabbah. Therefore, you can't carry from the gag, which is shayach to the Rishus HaYochid, to the merpeset, which is shayach to the Rishus HaRabim, because it's within the height of 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Once you put a sulam there, you're indicating that the function of the merpeset is to go from to interact with between the Gag and the Merpeset, which is Rishus A, which are both Rishus Yachid. We need something, otherwise we say Mitoch Yud belongs to the B'nai Rishus
Rab. I understand. I mean, the Sulam is not between the Merpeset and the Gag. I don't understand why the Sulam's affecting the,
good morning, Jonathan.
How we view the Merpeset.
I thought the Sulam was going from the Merpeset to the Gag.
Yeah, okay, well, picture.
Picture doesn't picture like that.
Yeah, the picture's on your Gemara.
One second. Am I getting it wrong? No, so the only thing would be, so the Sulam would be from the Chatzar to the Merpeset. From the house to the Merpeset. So that makes the Sulam, makes the Merpeset Shaykh to the B'nai Rishus HaYachid, who had the rights over the Gag, not to B'nai Rishus HaRab. That's probably how they drew the picture. Oh my. Okay, in my mind. Let me see if the fifth into the Rashi is. He's learning that the Leah was higher than the Gag. The Sulam is from the Leah down to the Gag. So the way they're learning would be, so we're having a fight. Who defines the Rishus of the Gag? Is it the Rishus Rabim Merpeset Gag? That's the access into the Gag, and therefore the Gag belongs. Since Merpeset is with Teich Hasara to the Rishus Rabim, and the Leah is Teich Hasara to the Merpeset, and that's how you access the Gag. So the male and shaykh, the Rishus Rabim, is also to carry. Or do you say, since you put a sulam between the Aliyah and the Gag, so you're indicating that the Gag is shaykh to the Bnei Aliyah and not to Bnei Rishus HaRab? See, that's why you need the sulam kavua to indicate that the Gag belongs to Bnei Aliyah. Okay.
Now, are we saying that it's, you know, the height would seem to make a difference? I mean, I guess we generally assume that from the Gag to an Aliyah is as ten tefachim. If they're,
I don't know, if
it's within five tefachim, right? Then, you know, why would you need?
Why does it automatically shy? Look, yeah, it cannot be. In the case, you need to assume it has to be that there's the gap is high.
10 tefachim, you'd need something. In general, I think you'd need something to help you get up that.
No, he's saying that around, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, why do you need a sulam? Why do you just automatically assume that the gag is shaft to the
aliyah? I mean, it's less than 10. I mean, it's 9. 9's what? 30 some inches? That's quite a step.
What?
Right, but it's
Pashas. You'd still want some kind of set of steps or sulam or something. Who we could start with? You know, what if they're aliyahs?
Well, three tefachim is a lot, but I'm saying it's more than three. But it sounds like we're not differentiating, so it's four tefachim. It's considered, unless you say since you don't have some, since there is a direct access to the gag from the repasit to the rishus harabim, unless you do some maisa to show that shayach to the gag, to the gag shayach connected to the aliyah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I'm too influenced by the picture, but the Merpeset seems to be more of like batel to the gag rather than the other way around. In other words, it sounds like we're learning that, okay, you sort of start with this Rishus Rabim and you have the Merpeset and they're connected, and then you just assume that the gag is...
Well, that's where we're proving this point of Shmuel. That Shmuel said that, we were saying over here before, that if they're within a sar of each other, they aser on each other. Because we have to down them as one...
That they both have access, and therefore it's single.
In other words, the same as the same two degrees of throw, so as long as they're within 10 of each other, we look at it as if it's level, and it's one long rishus. So the repasit within 10 of the rishus rabim will have the same problem. That's what the Mora suggested. And since the repasit is the access to the gag, so it's like the gag is the same problem.
Okay, and if you didn't have the repasit, why wouldn't you have still the same problem?
But then it's above. The guy was 10 tefachim higher than the Mishnah Zerabim, so why is it shayach to Mishnah Zerabim?
Well, okay, but you could have the guy that's not 10.
Well, Rashi says Stam Gag is 10 tefachim higher. I don't know why that's an assumption, but Rashi says Stam Gag is 10 tefachim higher.
Okay.
In other words, we're stressing that it's a gag, you know.
Yeah, I understand from the ground, but here it seems to be the way the construction is. It's
the chatzar is lower. I understand, right?
This is a strange picture because they implicit in this picture is a slope enough that the people living down here are not living underground.
Well, whatever. But the point being, the issue is the gag is somewhat to Rishus HaRab, and that was the case. So the gag has to be. But say, but the fact that we're calling it a gag, we're actually assuming it was 10-12 high. So that's a raya to this Yisoy, that since it's within 10 tefachim of each other, the Merpeset is within 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, is considered an extension of the Rishus HaRabim, which then would then extend to the Gag and be problematic until you put a Sulam there, which indicates that the Gag is not Shayach to Rishus HaRabim, the Gag is Shayach to the Bnei Aliyah, and then it's Mutter.
And what happens to the Merpeset once that status of the Gag changes? Let's say the Merpeset is within 10 of both the
Rishut Rabim and the... So Rashi learns that the Merpeset now belongs to the Gag. Once you're marked to the Gag, you're marked to the Merpeset also. Because Merpeset Lamais is enclosed off. It has... Mm-hmm. It's enclosed off vis-a-vis the Rishut Rabim. Okay, the Mora says, Maskal or Rapop?
Why is Rashi bothered
saying that? We'll see Rashi.
What?
We'll see Rashi. Maskal or Rapop?
You were talking about that with John.
Yeah.
What
was that? The Rashi. Mazra Papa, Vadilma Kishrabi Machasan Allah, Vikumsa Sudra. How do you know that the issue over here was that there was an issue that generally Tashmish is 10 Tawakam high, the Rishonim doesn't believe what to do there? Because your heavy package is to lift it up to 10 Tawakam was considered to be a height which people would not lift their packet. They don't carry the packages at that height, so that's a tircha. But the Mora says, but it's possible that they could put something light up on the gag. So maybe the issue here, there's no merpeset, and the issue was the gag was 10 tefachim high. But the Mora says, we're using the gag. Because it's So you asked me that they don't use the gag if it's ten tefachim high. The answer is they use it for light things. The sudra. It was like a hat. The sudra was like a scarf. They would stop and put their things on top of the gag. And now, the reason why you need a sulam kavua, because otherwise it's clearly being used by the b'nei shazur rabbi mamish. So that's shayat b'shazur rabbi unless you do a sulam kavua. So then you have no raya at all to this new idea. Not saying that the idea is wrong, that we're using the answer up over here that of Begava Sura is Asriya Dodi, but you can't derive it from Nachman and Rishmol's din, because it could be that's a totally different reason. Okay. Let's hold it here.